ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria. I am back with Kat Carney, and I am learning everything because I always pack way too much. And Kat just expanded on what she said earlier. Packing cubes and get the ones that you can zip and they compress your clothes down. You said 2 to 3 weeks of clothes. My mind is blown. but moving on with our healthy travel segment is, you know, we talked about last segment about staying fit and getting in some exercise. But how do you eat well when you're on the road? It's so hard. You get there late. The mini bar has M&Ms. What do you do? What do you look for in a hotel?
Well, I call ahead. First, I'll look online and I'll see what type of offerings they have on the menu. I'll call ahead. But the biggest thing I do is I will request a refrigerator in my room, mm-hmm. and I will frequently take my own meals with me. A lot of times when I'm traveling, just the food on the road, not only do I not know how many calories are mm-hmm. in it, it's just not food that makes me feel good. I'm already, my sleep schedule's, right. you know, messed up. So I just want to be eating the same foods. And have you ever seen the meal management bags, Dr. Daria?
No, but I'm about to learn something else.
Yes. They look just like regular tote bags, but you can take 2 to 4 to 6 meals, individual meals, and they're kind of like, you know, those little plastic containers, uh-huh. but they look like fashionable leather tote bags. Meal management bags.
Now, do you carry that on?
You can carry it on. And then they also have some of their large duffel bags that you can check. They're leak-proof. They have coolers, like, built in to keep your meals cool. And then when you get to your hotel, you just take the containers out and put them in the refrigerator. So if I'm traveling for overnight or just for the weekend, that's what I'll do to make sure my meals stay on mm-hmm. track. I also keep a lot of snacks with me, whether it's nuts or, you know, small apples. And that way, my energy stays high. But a lot of what, when it comes to eating right on the road, is just planning. It's mm-hmm. thinking ahead, not waiting until the last minute. If I see on the calendar I have a trip coming up, I really do put some thought into, okay, it's this many days. This is how long I'm going to be either on the road or in the air. How do I plan out my meals?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And I love the idea of having a fridge. Often when I get to a new place, because I didn't know about the meal management bags. But, you know, run by, especially if you're in New York City, go to a little market, pick up some apples, pick up some yogurt, get a couple of little things, because I know that during a stay, I'm going to end up being hungry. And I'm either reaching for apples or I'm going for something unhealthy.
And for me, especially having, after I lost the weight, I would always think like, oh, I'm going to be on the road, I'm going to gain weight. And instead of falling into that trap, mm-hmm. there's always, again, a solution. Like mm-hmm. we said earlier, it's just planning. Maybe it's even going online and asking for help. A lot of the girls at The Way We Were have had a lot of experience mm-hmm. traveling with families. So there are solutions that are already out there that are maybe just a question away. But just knowing that there really is no reason that you can't stay on your healthy path. There really is no time when everything is going to fall into place and you're going to have that magical 2 years off to have the trainer yeah. and chef come to your house.
No, sadly, we'll keep wishing for that. But right. You're right. And some hotels really are getting into better offerings. You know, this segment is sponsored by Even Hotels. I think we have to do a shout out to them because I remember staying there and they had all these healthy food offerings too.
Even Hotels is amazing. And mm-hmm. you don't have to call them to ask for a refrigerator in the room because it already has a refrigerator yep. in the room. All the offerings are healthy. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of grab and go healthy snacks. And so, you know, if you're not fortunate enough to stay in an Even Hotels, call ahead and see mm-hmm. if they have or put in a request for those types of things for a hotel that you stay at frequently. But definitely if you're in a town where there is an Even Hotels, it's worth a stay.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out, evenhotels.com. Now, say you're in the airport, say you don't have your snacks with you and you're starving and your flight's delayed for 6 hours. Where do you eat? How do you find something healthy there?
A lot of times I'll just, you know, there's a lot of apps that are airport food apps, and you can go online, download the app, and it will tell you where in that particular airport healthy food options are. So that's one option. Or you can look at the menu. Even a lot of fast food restaurants have healthy options mm-hmm. now, whether it's the salad. They have the calories written right on the menu. If the calories aren't there, you can look those up on your phone. So it's, I might get the salad or, you know, maybe some type of protein and veggie option. But I'll typically stick to some type of protein and veggie. But the apps are great.
You have this whole travel healthy thing figured out. Do you have a favorite app or two?
I love Daily Burn. That's probably my big one. Mm-hmm. What I love about it too, they've got this scanner so you can scan the barcode on any package item and it will tell you the calories, it will tell you the nutrients, you can put it right in. But I'm a big, like as we said earlier, I'm a big data person. I like to know what the numbers are. I like to know what I'm doing. I like to know what I'm eating. And that's been one of the keys to helping me keep the weight off.
I'm sure, especially with your routine at risk of always being thrown off, you really have to focus on that with so much travel. Now, you know, every once in a while, we want to be able to splurge a little bit. You probably, and I'm sure you don't have a military mentality to it. What's your thoughts about letting yourself splurge every once in a while? And how do you do it in a smart way?
I say go for it. It helps you keep your sanity, but just know what you're doing. So like normally during the week, especially when I'm trying to actively lose weight, I will track everything and then I'll even track the splurge, but I'll still go ahead and splurge. I'll go out with my friends. I'll have a good time, but I'm aware I won't splurge the whole day. I might just splurge for that meal. But I'll make sure that my workouts are on track that day or for the whole week, but I'm definitely not militant about it. Life's too short not to have a good time.
It is, and you cannot keep that up for years and years if you stay that so militant about it. But letting yourself, I do the same thing with myself for weekends. The weekend allowed to have a little bit of a splurge that keeps me in line for the rest of the week.
You know, I just posted a story on the Weigh-Wars Facebook page about a woman who lost 125 pounds and she took a cheat day every Saturday. And she said, you know what? Maybe I would have lost weight a little bit faster if I hadn't taken that cheat day. But who's going to argue with 125 pounds?
No. There's not much you can say. Whatever she did was clearly working.
That's right.
So, and you're right. It's good to have a little bit of a cheat, a little bit, not just a splurge. Treat yourself. And I also like doing things that are not necessarily food oriented. So say you're traveling, maybe try getting a massage or a facial, something where you feel like you're treating yourself.
One of the treats I did is when I was much heavier, because my top weight was a little over 240 pounds. So I wore all black all the time. And I would wear these, you know, oversized black workout clothes. And I decided, you know how would I feel if I purchased some brightly colored clothing? And I found that it elevated my mood. It made the workout at least feel a little bit better. The other thing I would do is I would, you know, I changed how I spoke to myself. Instead of getting on the treadmill and going, oh, this is hard, this is gonna, oh wow, I still have this much time left, I would say, this is fun, I really like this. And even though I was forcing myself to think those thoughts initially, after a while I started naturally thinking them. And I started naturally believing that. So if you think that about all aspects of healthy living, after a while it becomes easy, it becomes second nature.
And that inner monologue is so crucial. What are we telling ourselves and what's our motivation? You're right, doing it for health, doing it for you. That's your time you're taking for yourself. I love that. Now, you know, any other key takeaways that people need to know when they're on the road and staying healthy?
I think the big one is looking ahead and definitely planning. And, you know, don't let travel be an excuse for falling off the wagon, because you can do it. I just came off the road. I spent 2 weeks on the road in July. And I said, but I saw it coming up in May. So I said, okay, let me get everything packed. Let me call ahead. Let me see if they have a workout room. And that's what you have to do. And just know that even if you do fall off the wagon, you can get right back on when you get home.
Yes, you can always get right back on, and not to have an inner monologue criticizing yourself for it, because it happens to all of us.
That's right.
Because we are all human. And again, Kat, I want to thank you for joining us. This was awesome. I'm going to be traveling with you or calling you to pack for me, please, because I never have enough room and I'm always right at the edge of the weight limit for my luggage. Remember, you can learn more about Kat and read her blogs at thewaywewere.com. Now that's the W-E-I-G-H wewere.com. Follow her on Facebook at The Way We Were. And for staying healthy on the road, check out evenhotels.com. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back next week on ShareCare Radio. Now, if you just can't wait a whole week, feel free to tweet us. We love hearing from you at ShareCare Inc., hashtag ShareCare Radio, or at Dr. Daria, or sign up for the podcast and listen to segments at sharecare.com/radioMD. While you're there, do your health a favor and take the Real Age test to start receiving personalized health information to lower your real age. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD, where we distill the latest health information to help you look, feel, and live superbly. Talk to you next week.